Well, Vicky, with this colder weather, what are some of the first things that you can tell us as far as tips for keeping plants protected during this time of year?
The first thing that I would recommend that you do is bring in, if you have not already today, bring in any house plants that are still outside. If bringing them in tonight is not an option and you really don't have time, you've just gotten home from work or whatever, at least group them together on like a porch or in a garage or something like that, and make sure that the pots themselves, the soil around the plants in the pots, is moist. So water them at the base of the soil so the soil is wet, and place them all together on that porch or in that garage. And then, in addition, you probably will need to drape a quilt or a blanket or even a paint tarp or some other cloth like that over them all, so that they're kind of huddled together, and underneath that and back, pushed back at the toward the wall of your house, so that will help keep them a little bit warm. One of the things you need to remember is that moist ground stays warmer than dry soil. If you have dry soil, the cold will just go straight through to the roots of whatever plant is in its way. And so one of the things you want to do is water the soil the night before the freeze, or the afternoon before especially, if you can. You want to water that soil at the base of newly planted trees and shrubs. That's really, really important. And any that have been planted even only 3 or 4 years, the key here is that the roots will be moist when the freeze comes through and hits, and the effect of the freeze on the roots will be decreased, as far as the negative freeze on the roots will be decreased, so that hopefully it will not kill even your youngly planted trees and shrubs. If you have not done it before, you might want to do this also if you have time, and if you can't today, then do it tomorrow for sure. You need to mulch around the base of any newly planted trees and shrubs. For instance, if you have planted some in the middle of summer or early this fall or even last year, and if the mulch around those has compacted and gone down, I would fluff it up and give it an extra inch or two of mulch, because that will also help protect, and it'll minimize, what it does is it minimizes the heat loss from the ground and around the roots, and it will protect those roots of your newly planted trees and shrubs. If they've been in the ground less than 5 years, it is a good idea to replenish that mulch also. It will just protect them, it'll minimize the heat loss, and it will help the retention of moisture. In gardens and beds, though, I always am fascinated by the morning after a freeze, because if you drive by some areas, you'll see unique things in the yard covering and protecting, and it works. It works. So in the gardens and the beds that are exposed with plants of any kind, cover those exposed plants with a blanket, a tarp, a quilt, or some sort of material. If the wind comes up, and we do have a tendency for that to happen, and it could come up in the morning, it's a good idea to add bricks and stones to your covers to hold them down and keep them secure. It is not a good idea to cover the plants with anything plastic, a shower sheet or even just a piece of plastic, because if the plastic touches the plants in the cold that hits it during the night, that cold will cause the plastic to damage your plants. It literally will freeze them. So if you're using plastic, be sure and place a cloth barrier between the plants and the plastic that you're draping over the plants, so that they're protected. It just really makes a difference in the whole thing. Now, the tip that may seem kind of goofy to give is that the next morning, remember, eventually by about 10 or 11 or noon, prior to noon, do remove those sheets and blankets and overturned pots and whatever else you've used to protect them during the night. Because they will suffocate if you leave them on too long. It'll get warm, but it'll get too warm and too fast. So as far as veggies, and I've had some questions about that already, a lot of times what we've seen this year is that everybody's having sort of a late bumper crop as things have gotten moist and had a little bit of water and it's cooled off. So what you need to do, if you have some growing out in the garden, for pepper plants, they can take temperature down to 32 degrees usually. Tomatoes cannot go below 32. Cover them if we get lower than the mid-30s. So cover the tomatoes also. Broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage and kale can usually survive temperatures as low as 26 or 28, that in that range. I would err on the side of caution because you've worked hard to have these crops. And strawberries, the flowers are damaged at 30 degrees or lower. The fruit will be damaged if at below 28. So I think that we're facing what could be one of the earliest deep freezes that we've had in many, many years.
Well, Vicki, thank you so much, and we look for you this coming Saturday on Gardening in the Ozarks.
That'll be great. I'll see you then. Stay warm.